Good morning. Socks in the frying pan in Woo! Lake Effects Performance Studio. That's really good for like 9 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
That's exceptionally good for 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm really impressed. Thanks so much for being here. This
terrible by other standards, though. Terrible.
Oh, okay. So it's much better when it's a little later in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, musician time, you wouldn't get up till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. So.
We're quite impressed ourselves here, actually.
Normally, you'd be staying up until now and then going to bed.
Yes, that's true.
Would you introduce yourselves, please, and tell us what you play?
My name is Shane, and I play the two-row button accordion.
And I'm Fiacra, I'm Shane's brother, and I'm playing the fiddle today anyway.
And my name is Aidan Coyne, and I play the guitar and a bit of singing.
You do a bit of singing, too, because I heard you guys warming up.
Trying to warm up.
We'll get a little song later, but this is your second time here at Milwaukee's Irish Fest. What was your impression last year?
Blown away. It was like the Disneyland of Irish music festivals. Last summer was our first summer on the road, first summer ever doing a tour. So when we got to Milwaukee, everyone kind of talked about how big Milwaukee was, but we got here and 130,000 people. Actually, we got here on the before the place opened, and we were walking around thinking, this isn't as busy as people said at all, but we didn't realise that there was thousands of people waiting to get in.
So. Outside the gates, yeah.
Yeah, we walked down to the fair gate and then saw the crowds just, like, they were just about to open the gates. We said, you know, there was no one except the volunteers around, and then they just opened the gates and flocked in. Yeah. So it was kind of cool to see.
To see, like, that much enthusiasm.
Literally, just the gates opening and people coming in, so it was kind of cool.
And where were you playing last year? You had a smaller...
We had a small little gig on the Snug, in the Snug stage, yeah. It was really cool. It started off when we walked in there first, there was nobody there. And we had a great gig, and by the end of the gig, the place was packed. And then the next day, before we started, the same crowd were there. And then by the end of that gig, there was people piled outside the tent. And then on the third day, just before, at the end of the gig, they were crammed back to the river, so there was no room at all.
It was a great atmosphere, you know. It was just intimate and... you know, we were able to interact with the crowd really easily. It was good. Yeah. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, and where are you this year? Do you know?
We're on the Celtic Root stage.
Oh, that's actually a very good stage. It's a little bigger, but it's still intimate.
Yeah.
You know, so people will be able to get up close and you'll be able to.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's good acoustics there as well. Now, obviously, you guys grew up playing together because you're brothers.
Yeah.
But how did you meet and how did this group form? If you were just touring as a group last year for the first time, you played together before that.
We're playing about 8 years now, I suppose. It just started myself and Shane in a pub in Cruises in Ennis, County Clare, where the three of us are from. Shane needed someone to fill in, and I think I was last on the list, so in his phone book. So
he actually was last on the list. I didn't know that he played guitar. I knew he played guitar, but I didn't know that he was any good. And when I say he was last on the list, he wasn't even on the list. I tried the last on the list, and then I was literally desperate, and I just called it on, and then we had such a good night that we played together ever since.
Musically, we just clicked. So it was
cool. And Fiacra, how did you? I mean, you played together, but how did you get included?
I was still in school, I suppose, at the time when the guys were playing first, and it was just a local kind of a session at home, you know. So I went down a few times, and we just played more and more together, I suppose, and then when we went to college, I suppose we kind of kept the band going, I suppose. Or it wasn't even a band; it was just kind of the three of us playing music together, and then we kind of turned it into a band somehow.
Yeah, a couple of people just said you should get a CD together, so we decided to get one, and maybe that we could sell maybe in the pub or something like that when we were playing. And we had to put arrangements together for the CD, and then the three-part harmonies came about, and then basically someone just got, we got lucky, I suppose, and a couple of festivals heard the CDs, and we got over to the States here. That's been going well.
That's interesting. You almost started with CDs first and then became a band because of that.
Yeah.
How interesting, because most people go the other way.
Yeah.
You know, they're a band and then they think, oh yeah, I guess we should do a CD.
No, it was totally unplanned. I mean, myself and Fieker are both high school teachers and Aidan is a biochemist, so it's kind of, it really was not planned at all that we would end up doing this. Like, it just...
Is it full-time now?
Full-time now, yeah.
So you're not teaching, you're not doing biochemistry, whatever you were doing in biochemistry. Yeah. What an interesting kind of combination. Yeah. Teaching, well, I can understand. Most musicians teach. At least music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he teaches music, and math and chemistry are my areas, so.
So this is quite a learned group.
Yeah.
do you have interesting conversations about all things mathematical and biochemical?
It's more nerdy kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who'd win in a fight, Darth Vader or Wolverine, that type of...
of course, we take the mathematical approach of the whole thing and, you know, really analyze it. you know, through our education. And yeah.
Well, yeah. The tune we just heard, of course, has spaceships in it, in the title at least.
It does, of course. Very self-explanatory, though, you know.
It was spaceships and frying pans.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think we were talking beforehand that one has to have frying pans on a spaceship.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Again, how are you going to make the bacon otherwise?
How are you going to cook your socks?
It's just common sense, really, I suppose. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They called our new album The Return of the Giant Sock Monsters from Outer Space. So,
just, you know.
Well, there's a small sock monster on the end of the fiddle.
There is. That is just my lucky charm, you know. Keep me going. My lucky charm. Could you get more
that's
stereotypical?
Perfect. Could you, yeah.
Should I say maybe top of the morning cheers out at this stage?
Or we'll have a few potatoes.
Yeah. Well, we try not to go into too much of that kind of stereotype. But thanks for going there.
It's all true, though. There you go. Yeah.
This sock was actually, you said you had Liz Carroll.
We did, yesterday.
This sock was actually on Liz Carroll. Liz Carroll's foot, would you believe?
Was it?
It was. There you go. Now we can embarrass her on radio.
I hope you never washed it.
I did not. No, you couldn't wash it.
No.
After being on Liz Carroll's foot, you could not wash it.
No.
It was actually, we played a gig in Chicago a couple of months ago, and I threw this sock at Liz when I saw her in the crowd. I panicked a little bit and threw the sock at her, and she put the sock on, and she threw me up this sock and one of her own socks. So, no.
So now you have multiple socks that
now
you
choose from. Now I have
multiple
socks belong to Liz Carroll, yeah.
Yeah. So 8 years, really a couple of years being a full-time band.
About 18 months being a full-time band, really. Mm. We kind of had the, even when we brought out the CD, like we didn't bring it with any notions of great tours or anything, you know, we just kind of brought it out just to have something for ourselves, like, and it kind of found its way into the right hands, but it was a good 18 months later before anything materialized out of that. So it's only in the last, like last summer was our first tour and it's just been touring since pretty much, so. I suppose we're a band officially on tour the last 13 months, but that's
now.
It.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Good. We'll see how long it lasts now.
We did other smaller things done at home, you know, like around Europe as well. We did a bit with dance shows and stuff like that. So we had a bit done, but like it wasn't full time, as the lad said. So now it is.
Well, will you do another tune for us?
We'll sing you a song. This one is called The Slip Jigs and Reels.
We'll see how this goes now at 9 o'clock in the morning.
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. So goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. When a man tastes his fortune, you see him no more. A boat on the ocean, it's tossed like a cork, and then one fine morning the sights in New York. So he stood on the gangplank to breathe in the air. A lowlands of plenty, I've come for my share. Yes, he did like the ladies to rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spin the wheel. Took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Now some say a pistol and some say a knife, but all will agree there was somebody's wife. Some kind commotion, a terrible fight. She left one man dead and ran into the night. On a train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead, he'd slept one eye open and a six gun in bed. And he dreamed of the mountains and green fields of home, crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. Yes, he did like the ladies to rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spin wheels. Took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Well, they called him the kid, and by 21, sure, all that he knew was the power of a gun. And by 23, he'd shot five men down. It got in his way as he rambled around. Now a bad reputation's a hard thing to bear. Your mother's poor scorn and young children they stare. So he took consolation and fresh company. Sure, life is so bad with a girl on each knee. Yes, he did like the ladies to rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Was wildness hilarious, I heard people say. It's the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe. A young buck was taken, he was dressed in a coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. Yes, he did like the ladies to rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Yes, he did like the ladies to rise and fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels.
Socks in the Frying Pan in Lake Effect's Performance Studio with Slip Jigs and Reels. What a great tune.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the provenance of that song?
I got that off a singer called Steve Tilston. And it was basically a recording that my dad had passed me on. And I just thought I'd put my own spin to it. And then the lads added their parts. And it was one of the first songs we recorded on our first album, the self-titled Socks in the Frying Pan. And I don't know, it's gone down. People seem to have been, when we came back this year, it's the first song that people have been actually singing back to us, which is totally new for us. And we're loving that.
Well, I love the fact that there's a three-part harmony thing going on. And people want to join in on that somehow, as you want to harmonize. And it's one of those songs that's, it's an easy melody to harmonize to. But I just love hearing the blend of the voices. That's just fantastic. Yeah. Was singing in three parts part of the plan when you first got together? Did you always do that, or was it just something
not
that developed?
I had been used to playing in sessions when I was younger, but singing even in sessions was something I had never been ever accustomed to. And Edan was the first person that I ever actually knew that actually sang Irish songs in a session. I'd never seen it before, ever done. And then just kind of randomly, one time we just started throwing in harmonies.
It would just be in a session, you know. We had this regular session. We had nearly 7 nights a week at some points, and in Ennis, and
table with pints, like,
yeah. So we were playing, singing the similar songs, playing similar tunes, and we just got, I suppose, tight as a band, and the harmonies came from that, you know.
I was so bored listening to the song, you know, that I just had to spice it up with a bit of harmony.
You have to get the Irish sense of sarcasm. Yeah.
Well, no, but the harmony singing is something that's not traditionally part of Irish tunes, isn't it?
Not
usually
really.
Just a melody?
Yeah, there are a couple of bands, like ones that would have influenced us were the Voice Squad. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're a three-part harmony group. They don't play any instruments, it's just singing. They have amazing songs. So they would have been the first to kind of really start it. But there aren't many bands doing it. But we didn't realize that until we started getting into the outside of the pub and into the kind of folk scene or the festival scene, and people have said it's kind of a unique thing. So,
well, it is, and to me, I just love hearing voices in harmony. It's just one of those things. Yeah, it's just delicious.
I suppose traditionally, like, a lot of old Irish songs would be, you know, Shenos, which is the Irish for old style, you know, they would be sang unaccompanied, and they would be very, very hard to put harmonies to, you know. I mean, you know,
very ornamented,
right,
songs.
Yeah, they wouldn't lend themselves to harmonized, you know, to harmony. But
same as the tunes, actually, Irish tunes started off without any accompaniment, and that's kind of a new tradition as well. It's only in the last, you know, 50, 60 years they started putting the likes of the guitar in. And, you know, at the start, all the old people were saying, "Oh, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that." You know,
you're ruining the tradition.
Down with that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
like those young kids. Yeah, yeah, no, it's true. And you're talking about the songs, because weren't the old Irish songs, mostly they were stories. So somebody was, it was like a bardic thing, you know, somebody was singing this story. And so there was no way, maybe there was a chorus that people could join in on, but usually it was just the person telling the story.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just especially, I mean, you know, a lot of the old ones would have been sung in Irish as well, you know.
Well, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for getting up early and coming in
us.
And playing some great music for us. Have a great festival.
Thank you very much. You too.
And hopefully we'll see you back next year. And what are you going to play us out with?
We're going to play
a song called Mormon Braes.
Mormon Braes.
Which means beautiful hills.
As I came down through stricken town, I heard a fair maid mourning, and she was none but sair complain for her true love returning. So fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, where oft times I've been cheery, and fare thee well, ye Mormon braes, it's there I lost my dearie. There's plenty of fish have not been caught, so I shall catch them early. I'll cast my nets and I'll try again, I'll catch them in the morning. So fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, where oft times I've been cheery, and fare thee well, ye Mormon braes, it's there I lost my dear. A horse has snappered and fallen and risen again for early, and Plensen Lass has lost her lad and gotten another right early. So fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, where oft times I've been cheery, and fare thee well, ye Mormon braes, it's there I lost my stricken town where I was born and bred in, and there I find a pretty maid, I'll marry her in the morning. So fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, where oft times I've been cheery, and fare thee well, my dear. Fare ye well, ye Mormon braes, where oft times I've been cheery, and fare thee well, ye Mormon braes, it's there I lost, it's there I lost, it's there I lost my dear.